January 1st, 2022. Solemnity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Holy Mother of God, and the Feast of the Circumcision of Our Lord, and the Octave of Christmas. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the Lord thy God. My sovereignty is over heaven and earth and the whole universe, which man does not know. In me is all truth. Mankind must obey my commandments in order to share heaven with me. There is no compromise to this truth. I speak here today not to predict, but to foretell. If man continues to challenge the truth of my commandments in all walks of life, entertainment, fashions, the illicit use of technology, money markets, and more, I must visit earth with my justice, my wrath. Do not live as though tomorrow will be the same as today. Time, which does not exist in heaven, is both friend and enemy. Use it as an instrument of good. Then I will not find you in error when you are judged. Offer to me your coexistence with disease, germ warfare notwithstanding. Always follow the path most beneficial to your own salvation. Trust in the light of my mercy. Forgive one another, as forgiveness is the forebearer of a better future. The tasty fruit of forgiveness is peace. Leave selfish motives behind. Live for the welfare of one another. Then my blessing will rest upon you. A note is given to read Psalm 24, 1 through 6. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false, and does not swear deceitfully. He will receive blessing from the Lord, and vindication from the God of his salvation. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.